So it's one of the Ohio State public schools. So the tuition wasn't too outrageous, and I could work in the summer. I loved Miami. I learned a lot there. I kind of found I could be part of an academic community and could succeed there. Also, it was kind of interesting personally. I had a lot of personal growth, I think, in terms of political awareness and self-awareness, because, you know, that was the 60s. So we were, what do they say? If you can remember the 60s, you weren't really there. but I can remember. You know, I got involved in student government, and I got involved in a lot of anti-war protests, also demands for more diversity on our campus, something that doesn't go away, does it? My personal political identity and my kind of my worldview there. So I appreciated that, and the chance to get involved in, like, in student government and student protests. I was vice president of the student body. One of the big issues at the time was called in locus parentis, which is the university takes the place of your parents. That was like the university's view of things, that they were supposed to be our parents. So we didn't think that was what they should be doing. Because, like, the girls got, like, locked up in their dorm at 11 o'clock every weeknight, and 12 o'clock on Friday and 1 o'clock on Saturday. We weren't allowed to have cars, and so we protested. We had these little buttons that said, "One man, one mother." which I thought was very clever.
Yeah.
And we actually... It actually changed. But the irony of it is now, you know, when my daughter went to UCSB, you know, she had, like, boys on her floor in her dorm. I thought that was awful. How could they allow that? So, yeah, as a parent, I kind of think, yeah, maybe the university should take a little more responsibility. But as a student, yeah, that was interesting. So that was one of our issues.